The event is being organized by Summit County's Domestic Violence Awareness Coalition. Participants in the vigil are invited to gather at about 5:45 in the Wasatch Brew Pub parking lot at the top of Main Street. The walk will start at 6 p.m. and proceed down Main, according to Melina Stevens, the victim advocate coordinator with the Park City Police Department.
We'll walk down the street with some purple candles. Purple is the color of domestic violence. And so we'll walk down the street so that we can show the community we're standing together. We'll go to the Kimball Arts Center patio, and then we have several speakers that will be speaking to the community. Chief Carpenter will be speaking, Judge Shauna Kerr will be speaking, and Mayor Jack Thomas will also be speaking. And we do have some survivors of domestic violence that will be addressing everyone as well. So it will be a really great opportunity for us to hear from some of our community leaders about what they're doing to help these victims of domestic violence and how they're taking a stand in our community.
She said that looking at the statistics, Utah's numbers for domestic violence are worse than the national average.
Nationally, it's 1 in 4 women will at some point in her life be a victim of some sort of domestic violence. In Utah, we're not doing quite as well as the national average. We're doing about 1 in 3 as far as our averages. So it's a little bit more acute here in Utah. And so we just want to make sure that people are aware of what's going on, because domestic violence thrives in silence. That when people, women or men that are victims of domestic violence, don't know that there are resources available or don't understand the cycle of violence, that this is a way that perpetrators will manipulate them to keep them in a situation, then it makes it more difficult for them to get out and keeps this multi-generational abuse continuing on.
Jessica Gray, the residential services director for the Park City Peace House, said a victim can make multiple attempts before they finally leave an abusive relationship.
So it takes an average of, what would you say, Melina, 8 times?
Yeah,
for someone
seven
to
or
leave,
eight.
7 or 8 times to leave a relationship. So we meet people all across that spectrum. Someone may be leaving for their first time and really not ready, confused, needing to talk through their relationship, and may return at that point. But we also meet people at the other end of the spectrum, where it's their 7th or 8th time leaving, and they're ready to go for good, and we're able to help them get out into the community, find self-sufficiency, and really leave that relationship for good.
The Park City area is a wealthy community, and that just reinforces a common misconception about victims.
There's always this victim-blaming question of why doesn't she leave? Why doesn't she leave? And with the type of abuse we see here in Park City, it is very difficult to leave, because people assume, just go get a hotel, you have the money. Just go, you know, stay at the Montage, you've got the resources.
She said an added component to the abuse situation is financial abuse.
So if someone has no access to any of their finances, no access to any of their resources, they can't leave.
Gray also talked about the new facilities being planned by the Peace House.
We're in the process of trying to build a new facility, a campus-style facility, which would have 3 different resource centers. We'd have an outreach resource center where the idea is a low security community resource center where people can come in and receive services even if they're not staying in the shelter. They can come and have, you know, community meetings there. They can access what we have to offer without living in our shelter. We also are trying, our vision is to build a new shelter facility and also a transitional housing facility, which would be a longer term option for people who are trying to transition back into their own lives, into the community. And, you know, that would look about 6 months to maybe up to 2 years of a residential option.
Jessica Gray from the Park City Peace House and Melina Stevens from the Park City Police Department. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.